Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. Come in, sit down. I hope you've got your favorite beverage. And I want you to ask yourself, what do I want? Because I want you in the right mood when you come into this lounge. I want you to have the right attitude. And that question evokes a feeling of goodness. Because you're focused on what you want, as opposed to being in a mode of complaint, focusing on what you do not want. So focus on the good. Ask yourself right now, what do I want? And I know what a lot of women want, and that is a lot of ladies are asking, where is the masculine man? You see, a lot of women, they want the masculine man. So before I go into that topic, let's talk about vibe. What is vibe? Vibe is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. And I like to cover topics that fall into that remit in the world of dating and courtship to enable women to tap into their feminine energy and attract relationships that are loving and respectful, and where they can attract quality men that simply adore them. So that question, where have all the good men gone? In other words, where have all our masculine men gone? That's a question that is on the lips of a lot of women right now. However, it's not so much like, well, where have the masculine men gone? It's more like, are you showing up in your feminine energy to draw out the masculine? Because there's far too many masculine energy women walking around completely unaware that they're in the masculine energy, that it's not actually drawing out the masculine energy in men. Now, the fact remains that you as a woman, many of you are drawn to masculine men like myself. But part of the struggle in attracting that masculine man is answering the question, are you projecting, exuding that alluring feminine energy that masculine men truly desire? Are you leading with that energy that is within you to draw out the things that you desire and that you want in your life? And not just in the sense of a romantic dating courtship, you know, I want my man for life. I'm talking about all aspects of your life. Because when you're sitting in your true essence of who you are, it touches every single area of your life. Why is that? Because it's your essence, it's your vibe. Okay? Femininity is your power. And as women, we have to stop looking at femininity as a weakness. Why suppress the power that you were innately given by the Most High? Why would you do that? Because history has taught us that we can't rely on our feminine energy. So we need to unlock it, okay? We need to unlock that energy. And you're going to see that when you do, that things are going to flow so much better in your life. So I want to break down for you some of the feminine qualities and traits that men love. And again, remember, I'm not talking about them. When I say I'm not talking about the men, I'm talking about you as a woman. I'm talking about you. So listen up. So one of the things that feminine energy is, and you know, I always make the distinction that feminine energy and masculine energy is not gender specific. I'm always very clear with that. Feminine energy, I'm talking to the women now who are looking for a masculine man. Okay, they want to draw out that masculine. one of the things, one of the qualities that you need to have is to be open and receptive. Open and receptive, because feminine energy is receiving energy. So what do I mean by that? Well, you see, when you're a woman and you're walking in your feminine energy, it means that you're open to love. Think about it. You're open to love. You're not like a closed umbrella. You're open to it. Okay? You're open to receiving how love shows up in your life. And that may be in the form of compliments. Wow, you're looking amazing today. Why, thank you. You've just been open and receptive to a compliment. Thank you. And then you have received it. Okay? So you're able to receive compliments. You're able to allow a man to, and listen to this, to, in that moment, to do for you. Okay? To do for you. And it's an important point that I really want to emphasize on, because so many women are struggling right now with allowing a man to do for you. You know, when you think about, you know, you've heard, probably heard those stories of a man trying to open a door for a woman, not trying, but wanting to. And the woman says, no, I can do that for myself. Why? You know, like, why would you not receive that? Okay, so you need to learn how to exude feminine energy. You know, being caught up in your feminine independence can cause you to be so, what's the word? So towered up, if there's such a word. You know, you put yourself in that tower. You know the stories of old Rapunzel, who, you know, laid down, you know, who held down her long golden hair. You know, that kind of, those kind of towers. You put yourself behind a wall and you're hiding behind your independence. You're hiding your femininity behind your independence. You're walling yourself up. You're putting that wall in front of you, putting yourself in a tower. But you know what? Femininity is about being vulnerable. It's about being open, and it's about being receptive, and it's about telling yourself it's okay for me to be like that. It's about embracing the aspects of yourself. And yes, I know what many of you are saying right now, okay, but I'm scared to be open and receptive. And I understand why, because you've been hurt in the past. And in being hurt in the past, you know, you see your weakness as, or your femininity as, equated to weakness. That's what got you hurt in the past. But you see, you have to just be feminine with boundaries. It's your lack of boundaries that got you hurt in the past. You can have it both. Yeah? You can be feminine and have your boundaries in place. And so you have this wall up. And you think, okay, I've been hurt in the past. I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to take care of myself. And I'm not going to rely on any man. So I'm going to bring out my own masculinity. I'm going to emotionally protect myself from being hurt. However, when you do this subconsciously, because I know you're not conscious of actually doing this, maybe some of you all are, what do? You inevitably cause more damage because you are locking yourself in that tower. You have become your own Rapunzel and you're locking your true essence away. And when you do that, ladies, let me tell you, what you end up doing is you end up adding more stress to your life because you're just relying on yourself, yeah? You know, I'm not going to allow a man to do and to help me. And so you don't allow your feminine energy to come out, which repels the very kind of man that you say that you want, the masculine man. And what it in turn does, it draws out the man because he sees your masculine energy. Yes, and I'm talking about law of attraction here, like attracts like. Okay, I'm going to say like attracts like. Like energy attracts like energy. Like energy attracts complementary energy. In other words, you're going to attract a feminine energy to complement the masculine energy you're emitting, to make you more of what you are, to make you more in your masculine energy. Like energy attracts like energy. And so you're going to attract that kind of man who will put the stress on you, who will put the burden on you, who will, you know, suck the very life out of you. You know, we want you to pay for this and to pay for that. You know, we look at you almost as if he's, you know, sucking off your breasts like a baby does to its mother. Those men that want to leech off you. Because he sees you as one who is prepared to carry the stress. And what does it then lead to? It leads to overwhelm. You see, because those men aren't walking in their feminine, in their masculine energy. Okay, they're wanting to receive and to receive from you, because feminine energy is receiving energy. So maybe you actually then do become like, what's that movie, the Quasimodo in your tower. Burdens on your back, stressed metaphorically speaking. So feminine energy is about being open and receptive. Open and receptive. Now that's a quality that the masculine man loves to see in a woman, because you have to understand that giving to you and providing for you is something that a masculine man loves to do. He wants to do it. And when you're not able to place yourself in the energy that requires you or allows him to give for you to receive, what you're essentially doing is you're emasculating him. You're disabling him from pouring out his love, pouring out his desire to do for you, to feel good about what he brings to the table and into your life. You're disallowing him from serving you in that way. And ultimately, everyone wants to feel needed, don't they? Everyone wants to feel needed and valued in a relationship. They want to feel needed and valued by the person that they are interested in. And when you don't allow him to pour into you in this way, because you're not receptive, you will actually kill the life out of that relationship or that budding relationship. And then again, once again, you're on that merry-go-round again. You set yourself in the path to receive from the type of men who will drain you, rather than those who are going to uplift you and fill your cup up and, you know, give and make your life that much easier. So really, you really want to learn about being more receptive, okay? Being vulnerable. And it's not just about being receptive to him doing for you. It's about being receptive to a man giving you love in any which way that he can. Yeah, think of the 5 love languages. So be open to it. Now, many of you ladies, you say that you want love, but you're scared of being hurt. And so you run when you see love, especially true love, coming your way. Now, if you're struggling in this area, let me tell you from experience, it starts with healing. I mean, I remember, and I'm talking from my own personal experience, growing up in a household where I felt like I was on the run. Okay, on the run from verbal, physical, sexual abuse on the run. Running this masculine energy, right? On the run, because I felt like I had to do for myself, fend for myself. But feminine energy is the reverse of that. Feminine energy is about being still, and that's what I had to do. I had to confront myself. I had to heal myself. I had to go for help and for counseling. I had to embrace healing. And it's necessary for this process. You see? And so you've got to learn to be still. That is what feminine energy is all about. And I want you to understand that that healing will unlock your femininity. So first and foremost, it's not just going to benefit you. It will benefit your ability to have an amazing relationship with others. But it begins with you. Self-love is healing. And it's going to, you know, benefit how you engage with other people around you, how you interact with others, from that space of feeling peaceful, that space of feeling self-love. So you've got to be receptive to yourself, be receptive to healing, so you can start to exude more of that feminine energy, that masculine energy loves so much. So feminine energy, what else is it that men love? Men love women that are encouraging. Women that are positive, minded, light-hearted, humorous, fun, that are at a high vibration. You can see where the energy of healing comes into play. Because you can't be all of those things if you're bruised inside and heavy laden. So I would argue most men, you know, in fact, any person doesn't want to deal with the negativity. And so through healing, you actually get to be in a better place. And so when you're happy inside, guess what you do more of? You smile, right? You smile. I won't, wherever you are right now, I want you to smile. Can you feel how positive that feels? Smiling is good for your soul. And it conveys energy. It conveys positive energy. I'm not saying that you should be walking around with a big smile on your face looking like a clown. No, but be receptive. Let a smile be not too far from your face. And that's determinant, I know, on how you're feeling that day. So if you're thinking positive thoughts and you catch those thoughts that run into a mode of complaint, catch them. That will take you back to feeling more positive. Because you know what? When you're a person that smiles, it makes you more approachable. It makes you more approachable. I'm sure you've seen some of those women and their faces are so hard, especially the ones that are really good looking. And the energy is so hard. That's scary. That's scary for a guy. That is scary. You know, I remember when I was doing some marketing the other day for Facebook, and they said the pictures that get the most clicks are the ones with smiles. And smiling becomes easy when you're at peace, when you're at peace from within. So that just goes right back to me saying about the healing again. At the root of it, you need to heal if you're struggling in this area of femininity. Smiling with your words, smiling with your attitude, smiling with your face, smiling in your writing, convey that energy, and it's going to exude that feminine quality that you have. And masculine men are drawn to this energy in a woman. Feminine energy. What else is it that men love? What other quality? Well, it's the quality of knowing with your feminine energy how to persuade and not dictate. I remember again when I used to work with the over 100 men as the only female, I used persuasiveness to get the men to go beyond the call of duty. Whereas my male colleagues would dictate to them with their masculine energy, yeah, you know, you better go and do this and that and da da da. I would come with my feminine energy and I would use, you know, terms of endearment. You know, hun, could be as simple as hun, look, I'd really appreciate it if you would do that for me. It's the way that you say it, right? It's the way that you say it. You see, feminine energy knows how to speak to the heart of a person. It knows how to persuade. It knows how to get people to do. Look at Adam and Eve. Okay, some of you might be saying that's the wrong example, but no, seriously, look at Adam and Eve. So masculine energy is a harder energy that repels men. Or should I say, repels masculine men. It repels men who want a healthy, loving relationship with a woman. You see, you don't want someone who's dictating you. A man doesn't want someone who's dictating. Okay? He wants a woman who has persuasiveness about her. And you, think about it, you're on the reverse. You want a masculine man because you want that man to be able to lead. You want someone who can make decisions and, you know. So allow the man to be the harder, the harder one. As a woman, when you know how to use your feminine energy, you can technically get what you want without having to be a dictator. Have you ever noticed how a woman, a feminine woman, has honey on her tongue? That's how I have to actually express it. She has honey on her tongue. You know, recently I was watching Queen of the South, and there's two characters in there. If you haven't seen it, you've got Pote, who is a sicario. You know, like he's a gun. He's known for his skills in gunfighting. Very masculine guy, Pote. And then there's Kellyanne. And Kellyanne is so effeminate. And they're just pulled together like magnets and they become a couple. And you can see why. Pote and Kellyanne. He is a masculine butch man. But yet in Kellyanne's hands, he's like putty. He's a big teddy bear with her. And her mouth is full of endearments. Everyone is baby and sweetheart. And honey, will you do that for me? And it's just beautiful to watch. So, take time to observe those kind of women and notice that. Do you ever see those kind of women who have honey on their tongue? Having a hard time to get a man to do her a favor. She can get a man to do anything, you know, tie her shoelaces. Okay, and I'm being serious, you know, wash the car, carry the groceries. And this feminine energy, it's play with it, be playful with it. It's fun. Because a feminine energy woman knows how to talk to men. You know, she knows how to convey that persuasive, feminine, sensual, and I would have to say it's a subtly seductive energy. It's not sexual energy. Don't get it confused. but it's a subtly seductive energy. And let me tell you something, it can reel a man in. It can mesmerize him. Kind of like putting a man in a trance. And a man will respond to it. You know, I remember one day coming out of the gym. I came out of the gym and I went into the supermarket that was next door. And I wanted something in the refrigerator. The refrigerator was quite high and there was something on the top shelf. And there were these two guys in front of me facing the refrigerator. Almost like they were having a conversation in front of the refrigerator. I don't know. Tall guys that could obviously reach what I wanted on the top shelf. And I touched one of them ever so gently and I said, "Darling, would you mind passing the Sun Life orange juice, please?" And he automatically reached up. He hadn't even turned around to look at me. He just reached up automatically, turned around, gave it to me. And I said, "Thank you so much, darling." And I walked off. "Thank you so much." And I walked off. And as I walked off, I was smiling to myself because I knew exactly what I'd done. It was very intentional at that point. When I say intentional, it wasn't my intention. Like, I didn't say, "Oh, I'm going to go up this to these two guys and say it." It just came out. But I'd been practicing feminine energy. And out of my peripheral vision and my hearing, I heard one of the guys say, "It was the way that she asked." And it was like he said it to the other guy. And it was almost like they were saying, "Where are the women that ask in that particular way?" It was the way that she asked. And I remember those words thinking, wow, our women, where are our women with honey on their tongue? So when you learn how to master that, men, whether knowingly or unknowingly, you know, they love that. They love it. And they learn, you know, you can learn how to talk to a man in a way to get your yes. And you can still get me or get a woman to...
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.